I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds. I don't care for walking downtown, crazy all the car gonna mow me down. Looked at all the people like cows in a herd. Well, I like birds. If you're small and on a search, I've got a feeder for you to perch on. I can't stand in line at the store. The mean little people are such a bore. But it's alright if you act like a turd, 'cause I like birds.
Have a male hummingbird. You may be the first to lose your hummingbird this year. The males, the earliest of the males, are any time now beginning to head south. They're the first to go, and the last to go will be the juveniles. And they'll be here into late September. Now, it doesn't mean you won't see any more males, because the males from north of here will pass through on their way south. And so keep your feeders up till the middle part of October. About 2 weeks after you saw your last hummingbird is time to give up.
Okay, I think we are, our technical difficulties now are out of the way, so let's repeat the trivia question here
okay.
This morning.
I was vamping there in between. The trivia question this morning is, talk to me about what a singing perch is. 382-4280-877-382-4280. If you tried to call in earlier and were unsuccessful, we have open and Tim assures me working telephone lines. So call us, 382-4280-877-382-4280. If you think you know what a singing perch is, why don't we take a commercial break here?
Okay.
And we'll come back with answers to this morning's trivia question.
You can do dinner in a lot of places, but if you want to make it an experience, do dinner at the River Lake Inn of Colon. River Lake Inn is designed to satisfy your senses in so many ways, thanks to an incredible collection of trails, gardens, and wildlife. The gardens are in full bloom. Come enjoy a relaxing stroll through the gardens, ponds, nature trails, and of course the food is fabulous as well, and you can enjoy your meal in one of their three dining rooms or outside on the deck. August fabulous features include Pittsburgh prime rib, shrimp scampi, and fresh Scottish salmon, all served with your choice of potato and full salad bar. And be sure to save room for dessert like Anita's carrot cake and a great selection of homemade pies. Don't just do dinner, make it an experience at River Lake Inn at 767 Ralston Road in Colon. Open Monday through Saturday from 4 until 10, Sundays noon to 8.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center. This week, three of the bird's favorite seeds are on sale. Attract a wide variety of beautiful birds with Waddell Songbird Blend. A 50-pound bag is just $18.88, and a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower is just $18.79. And to attract one of the prettiest birds around, get Finch's Feast. This week, get a 20-pound bag for just $19.88. If your feeder is looking a bit weather-worn, check out Waddell's feeder selection. There are over 100 varieties on display, including squirrel-proof feeders, window feeders, and more. Choose from dozens of styles that are sure to attract beautiful wild birds, hummingbirds, and orioles to your landscape. And birds are more likely to stay if you provide them water as well. Waddell's selection of bird baths are functional as well as beautiful for your garden. Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center, Kalamazoo's bird feeding headquarters for 68 years on Texas Drive, right at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. WKZO, good Saturday morning as we continue to be plagued by technical difficulties here
yes.
this morning. But
we're on the
counts,
air.
We're on the air. But again, 382-4280 is the studio line number with today's trivia question.
And the question is, what's a singing perch? A singing perch.
A singing perch.
If you know what a singing perch is, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. And your prize for answering that question correctly, or I should say prizes,
mm-hmm.
I don't say it easily with my new teeth, but at any rate, you get a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend that's available exclusively at Waddell's, and you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn. That's a great place to have dinner, and with the gift certificate, your meal, half price. If you take a buddy with you, both of those prizes are yours. If you can tell us, what's a singing perch? What is a singing perch? And are we ready? Nope, we're not ready to go to the
yet.
Phone.
Not quite yet.
If I knew how to dance, I'd be dancing. I'll give you a hint on the trivia question, and that is it's associated with breeding season, or at least it's associated with the hormones that are related to breeding season. It starts well before the actual breeding, but 382-4280, 877-382-4280, and it appears we finally got a phone call.
Let's check in with Mary. Maybe she has the right answer for you here this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning. I got to get you while you're still on the air.
Yeah, we're here, and then we're not.
Okay. Is it for mating territory for marking?
There you go. You said the right word, and marking territory is the key.
Right.
And pardon me.
Choked up there.
Yeah. Well, we finally got a call through. It's an emotional issue. yes, it's done to mark a territory. That's why birds sing as vigorously in the morning as they do. They are certain that somebody snuck into their territory under cover of darkness. It's also done to attract a mate. That's why wrens, for instance, sing as continuously as they do, is singing attracts a female to a territory where there's a male. And, yeah, you got it right. It is about guarding territory. And for getting that right, you win a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from Waddell's and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a friend with you, your meal is half price.
Well, Thank you, Roger. And I just wanted to tell you, too, we have just had so many Hummers at our feeder. Just about every other day I'm refilling the feeder.
Well, that's what happens this time of year, because unlike humans who breed year-round, birds breed seasonally. And so their population goes from the low point of the year to the high point of the year in just a few weeks. And there are more hummingbirds around now than there will be the rest of the year. Some bad news in this is 80% of the birds that are fledged this year won't live to be a year old. Things happen along the way.
I have a quick question. I have two nests where they've just made them this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Will they reuse those nests or will they make new?
They'll make new.
Okay.
Yeah. But you've actually found a hummingbird nest?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. They're within 20 feet of each other, and it's actually at my neighbor's, and they can sit on their deck and turn their head one way and see one nest and turn their head the other, and they also have a hummingbird feeder.
My guess is they were not used simultaneously, am I correct? They were two different nestings, is that, or did both nests weren't used at the same time, correct?
I don't think so.
Yeah. That's way too close. Female hummingbirds are just as ornery as the males. And they, too, will guard their territory, even guard it against a male they mated with earlier. And to have two nests that close together, my guess is it's the same bird, and there were two different broods of eggs this year.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Very.
Well, hold on, Mary. We're going to send you back into our producer. She'll need some information, and then as we tell you every week, dinner for you and the birds is on us.
Thank you so much, Roger.
Thanks, Mary. And if you tried to call in this morning and we have had some phone issues and we've had being on the air issues. And
we have coughing issues.
Well, yeah. And
coffee issues.
Boy, we've got issues this morning.
We have lots of issues.
Yes. if you have any questions, we've got 3 or 4 minutes left here. And if we can get things to work, we may be able to answer your questions. While we're on the subject of hummingbirds and migration, I mentioned earlier that the males are the first to leave. The females leave about 2 weeks after the males, and the juveniles are the last to leave. That's because they have the most weight to put on before their body weight triggers the hormones that regulate migration. And we don't know a lot about birds. And the more we know, the more we realize how little we know. And it wasn't until the late 90s, with the advent of high-powered handheld radar, that ornithologists went out onto the oil rigs that dot the Gulf of Mexico and found that, yes, in fact, they do come straight across the Gulf, flying north from the tip of the Yucatan Peninsula to the northern Gulf Coast across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. But we still don't know exactly how they get back. It is suspected that they take the land route around the Gulf of Mexico that they don't try to fly across the Gulf in the fall, that the species has learned that there are hurricanes in the Gulf this time of year. And studies are underway, but these things take a while. But the suspect is, it's suspected that they take the land route to go back to Central America. So even the birds that fly straight south, when they get to the Gulf, make a right-hand turn and go around the Gulf of Mexico down through Texas to get back to their wintering grounds. But just like clockwork, by late February, not that many months away, they'll start coming across the Gulf on our way back here. Life goes on.
I was going to say, you say February's not that far away. I'll be the judge of that once we get through some of this winter, if it was anything like last year.
We'll see what happens on that aspect, too. If you have questions during the week, roger@wildbirdradio.com, or go to my Facebook page. Lots of bird news there, and you can post questions and pictures. Got an interesting picture of a cormorant along the Grand River downtown in Grand Rapids this week. Roger Taylor is the page. Thanks for listening to Birdwatch, everybody. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you very much, Roger. And again, you can join up with Roger Birdwatch every Saturday morning in the first half of the 8 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral and Garden and Bird Center, right there at 12th and Millam, and by the River Lake Inn. Check of news from the WKZO Newsroom, a special pre-recorded segment of Greg Crawford Around the Home coming up next on 590 WKZO. 57 degrees right now in Kalamazoo.
He needs watching.